So, good morning. It's Friday morning, November the 2nd, 2018, 8:26 a.m. Yeah, I should be back by 9 o'clock. Okay, good. So, it's day two of NaNoWriMo. I didn't get started until afternoon yesterday. It was very disappointing. I had other demands on my time. Pretty much all morning long, which was tedious. But in spite of that, I got, I don't know, 3,500, almost 3,500 words yesterday, between afternoon and evening. And I've got almost 1,000 words again this morning already, because I got up and ate the frog this morning. Did my first sprint, I think around 6:30. I had got two in. It might have been 7 o'clock. Good morning. Doesn't matter, got two in this morning. My wife is already up hammering away. But I thought I would take the walk here now while I had a good streak this morning. I'm hoping to go back and get some more. Not writing without an outline now is, it feels really awkward. I'm at about 4,500 words on the manuscript as a whole, which is my NaNoWriMo count, because I started the manuscript fresh yesterday afternoon. But I'm finding myself comparing at a meta level, comparing how this is going to what I did for Home Run. And while it's what I have always done, I'm finding it, I won't say less satisfying, because writing is always satisfying. Sometimes frustrating, but it's always satisfying. But not having the outline, not being able to say, okay, what am I supposed to be writing next? Oh yeah, okay, right here, this is where I need to be going. It's making me think too much when I should be writing more. So what's going to happen next? I'm writing some good scenes. One of the interesting points that I keep coming back to in my brain is I'm not sure these scenes are where they need to be. Those of you who've been with me for a while probably are going, what? This is not Nathan. No, it's not Nathan. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know who the hell it is. But I'm writing scenes I'm writing them in chronological order, but it may be I'm writing them in the wrong place. There may be stuff that happens around them, between them. I'm not convinced that the scene I started to open with I started a book with was the one that's in the middle of the book. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Lady I've never seen on the walk before. So I'm not sure. It's NaNoWriMo, so the point is to throw words on the page and put as many words on the page as you can and fix it in the second draft. So that's what I'm doing. It's like, okay, screw it. Write the scene that's in your head. Write that one now. Put that one down. Put the next one down, put the next one down, put the next one down. Keep putting scenes down. Even if I have to throw half of them away, it doesn't matter. Put scenes down. If I can get a story, if I can get the bones of the story done, then I can always fix it. But right now I don't have, I have bones, but they're just rough bones. They're just rudimentary bones. I know what I have to do to rehabilitate Ishmael. I know what this has to look like. I know what this has to be. And yet there has to be more story than that, otherwise it's going to be like 20,000 words. And I'll be done with it. And I really liked the interweaving of the various stories. Across the busy intersection, and oh, there are signs missing this morning. That's interesting. I wonder if somebody is playing games. It's the same corner that has all the political signs on. Tommy Butler's sign was missing. I don't remember. Anyway, so I really set out with a collection of plot lines for Home Run. And I have a collection of plot ideas, but I don't know how they're supposed to unfold. I don't know. I don't have any rudimentary breakdown on what they might be. I gotta have Ishmael become involved with the crew. And he needs to ease into it. It can't be something he's just gonna jump into. It's like, okay, he's gonna make up his mind, he's gonna be involved with the crew. Caesar Greeley dragging off the sofa from yesterday. Interesting development. Somebody's lawn sign thrown down there in the ditch. I'll be glad this election is over. Because then we can start worrying about 2020, but at least this one will be over. I do have the metronome going this morning in case you're hearing the tick-tock, tick-tock. I discovered that my normal pace is now pretty close to what the metronome is, so I turned it on just for a little reinforcement. Get ready, come up to it, say it with me. Monk post, okay. So from a process standpoint, this is, I'm almost chagrined to discover that I missed my outline. Even though I didn't actually follow the outline, even though the lines on the outline, the sentences in the outline didn't actually get followed, they marked key points in the book and gave me not a writing prompt, yes, a writing prompt, that while the specifics of the prompt didn't take, so I was supposed to write this particular thing in this, for this sentence, I didn't write that. I wrote the comparable thing that had grown organically out of the story I was writing. An observation I think I've made now at least three times on the talk in the morning, so I gotta let that one go by. One piece of plywood up right there. They put this wonderful new fence up all the way around the outer perimeter. And yet the end, the last 2.5 feet, they got a big piece of plywood that it's the wrong height. It's just raw plywood. It's just tacked up there. Need about, I mean, I know the beam is behind it because I saw it before they put the plywood up. They just need about 6 or 8 more palings. The uprights that go on the fence to close it off. My pace is flagging here. I can't get back on track. So yeah, NaNoWriMo is underway. Day 2. I've already got almost 1,000 words, 993. I'm running 25-minute sprints with a 5-minute break, so I get 2 sprints an hour. Getting 450, almost 500 words every sprint. So that's 1,000 words an hour. My last sprint of the day last night was a 25-minute sprint, and I averaged 1,500 words an hour on that sprint. And I went to bed. I still have some things I need to do today that don't involve writing. I still have to deal with meals. I've had food this morning. I had a bagel. Bagel and cream cheese at 6 o'clock. I'll have to fix lunch. I'll have to fix dinner. Tomorrow I've got to go around 3:30, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I have to go down to the airport and pick up the kid. I hope I'm going to get the car back. It was supposed to be back yesterday, but they didn't call. I have to call them, I suppose. forget all about that. I'll make a call, see where they are. After I get back, I'll call them. Oh, I'm almost back. I'm making the turn now. City is still working here on the sidewalk right behind the house. They're doing it right at the bus stop. So I don't know what they're doing with people. I know they shooed one car full away this morning. I'm not sure. They said something to them and the car drove off. I'm not sure where they drove to. They're doing. Now they got a ditch witch over here. They're running power lines or something. That's just what we need is more street lights. Oh well. I'm almost back. Just need to cross this last street. And make it up to the figurative back gate. There we are. And with that, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.